I want to go back. Pardon. I want to go back to Brother Bill's question and to suggest that we have this concept of receive in two different places. First, here in the Gospel of John, yes, but also in the Old Testament. In Psalm 49, where he speaks of the redemption of the soul, says it's precious and it ceaseth forever. But then in verse 15, the Lord, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. He shall receive me. And the thought before the psalmist is this, that there is intimacy, there is a relationship that there is between myself and God that is going to be expressed in him receiving me. Now when we come to chapter 14 of the Gospel of John, yes, it's a family atmosphere, and it is for the family's enjoyment, so that he puts a personal appearance for the persons that he's going to receive. Remember when Elisha sent out the servant to Naaman and told him, go wash in the Jordan 7 times. Naaman thought that was a brush off. I thought the prophet would come out and strike the place where the leper is. He sends a servant. The Lord is not sending anyone to receive his people to himself. He is coming personally. You go to the airport and Brother Emil sends a friend to pick you up. And you say, what's this? There is something that is more important for Brother Emil. So he sends a friend. But no. When it comes to the Lord Jesus, there is nothing more important. There's no one more important. He comes himself to receive to himself.
There's a footnote in these that receive me. Yeah, he says, take me. Something a little more personal. Take. I take him.
This idea, too, is wonderful. It's, the emphasis is unto myself.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty. The Lord wants us to be with himself. That's what a desire. Do we have that desire? Do we want to be with him? Or is it something, just a theory in our heads that we kind of, yeah, it's going to happen. But our hearts, you know, when you, before your wedding day, wow, were you looking forward to that moment? And that individual would be your spouse for the rest of your life. And that you had anticipation. And I think that's the emphasis here. The Lord wants us to anticipate this with a longing. I think in Ephesians 5 it says what he has done so that he would present to himself the assembly. Here it's receive unto himself. And that day he will be presenting to himself.
So not only is the rapidity of his coming, but also the reality of his coming. Yeah.
The same thought is associated with Isaac when he took Rebekah to himself, into his mother's tent. And I looked at the end of verse 3, it says that where I am, there ye may be also. There's not going to be any separation, any gaps between himself and the company that he has received to himself.
That's a question I have. Why would we want to be there?
He is there.
It's him. So there's a marriage of the Lamb as well as the marriage supper. People talk about it, you have pictures around about the marriage supper. Well, it would be wonderful, John the Baptist would be there. But at the marriage of the Lamb, here comes the bridegroom, and it just be the church, the assembly with Christ. And we are already the wife of Christ and become his bride. Not naturally speaking, you become a bride and a wife. But we are already the wife of Christ, the wife that made herself ready, and she becomes a bride at the marriage of the Lamb. Then the marriage supper comes after that.
I was going to say this, coming back to the quickness of it.
Yeah.
Yes, we can apply it in both ways, and to give scripture for it. In 1 Corinthians 15, it's twinkling of an eye. That's quick, I would say. But when you discuss also time, the scripture sets the foundation for us that 1,000 years is like one day. So if you want to look at it from... But I just want to suggest to you, the Lord didn't come in 2,000 years. And I think we can learn why he hasn't come yet in just looking into some scriptures. The first time he says, I come quickly, it was the Father's house. And the last time he says, I come quickly, there was nothing. Just the beginning and the end, there is just, I'm coming quickly to bring you to the Father's house. As simple as that. In between, there is these five. And these five were always in relationship to the responsibility of the believer. As if to say, you see, when you go to John 21, follow me. When you go to the Revelation, keep, lest any man take your crown, was in relation to his coming. Blessed is he that keep the words of the prophecy. I come with my reward. As if to say that the timing that is keeping the Lord from his coming, because he could have done it in a matter of, you know, he's sovereign. But there's something that the Lord wants from his own. And that is not that we are looking for the rewards, but the Lord's heart delight to reward his own. And as if to say that these five, I come quickly in between, it is all in relationship to your responsibility and mine here on earth. And the Lord being patient, not only to save the lost soul, but for us somehow to be able to live faithfully here and acquire more rewards, so that ultimately these rewards will be cast at his blessed feet. So dear brethren, it is worth it to live in the light of his coming, to live faithful here, and as we live faithful, because the Lord is giving us a chance to change our lives if we're not living accordingly, so that we can obtain something from his blessed hand and cast it at his feet.
Amen. See, that connects with what you said before, Brother Hadley, about the children waiting for the Father. At least I remember from my experience when I waited, it was also sometimes with anticipation of a consequence for something that I was being guaranteed. So I did something wrong, wait till your Father gets here, right? So I would wait, but I would wait ready to run or hide. But that shouldn't be. We should be waiting and watching with anticipation, right? And that's what it says in Luke 12. That, and I'm not sure how we look at Luke 12, if it's after the coming or whatnot, but I like to take it along that line, because it says in Luke 12, the servants that are, they're watching. So it's waiting and watching. And if we don't know when he's coming, so we have to wait and watch. And the first 69 weeks, we knew what it would be. So you didn't have to necessarily wait not knowing what it was. And also, when he comes again, his appearing, that's also a time thing. So we will know that also. So it's only the rapture that we're unsure of, and that's why we must wait and watch. Now, I think also in Luke 12, it also answers more, well, what are we waiting for? So we're guaranteed of his presence, and that's a wonderful thing. But in Luke 12, it says, he shall gird himself, make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And so it's his presence and him giving us food. And the food really is him. It's the delightfulness and the fulfillment of his presence. And what a wonderful thing to wait and watch for.
You just think the Lord Jesus is going to serve us. Think of that. How precious. How wonderful. We'll serve him too.
I'd like to read a verse in Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. It speaks about the attitude of the Thessalonians. And as we know, in every chapter in Thessalonians, there's some reference to his coming. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, it says, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. The thought that was speaking to my own heart here is that, again, this is one of the first earliest epistles written, I believe, by the Apostle Paul. And here we have repeated several times in different chapters the truth about his coming to this New Testament, to this first century group of believers. They were being taught that his coming was imminent, and they were to expect his return. And as someone said, I mean, this is now 2,000 years since. Even more so for us today. So that's just one thought that we can probably look at some of those scriptures there that relate to what he said to the Thessalonians.